As we enter the age of autonomous electric automobiles, the British design critic Stephen Bailey pays homage to the end of an era in his fascinating, if gruesome, book, Death Drive, There Are No Accidents. The book, which compiles 24 celebrity car crashes from the 20th century, is a requiem to the illogical, dirty, and inefficient petrol engine, each challenging car designers to build a unique vehicle around it. In the 1920s and 30s, celebrities and their cars became desirable symbols of wealth and glamour. Yet, while their dramatic deaths immortalized them, many of these accidents had absurd elements that undermine their tragic status. The young Jean Bugatti of the famous Bugatti family, who made their reputation designing high-performance racing and luxury cars, was forbidden to race, but died on the roads of Alsace when he swerved to avoid a drunk cyclist. Isadora Duncan, the pioneering American dancer, was dragged from her Amilcar by her Art Deco scarf that had caught in the back wheel. In the 1950s and 60s, the motor car became a talismanic object, projecting the personality of the celebrity that drove it. This relationship acquired spiritual status when they met their end together. In 1967, an aging Jane Mansfield, traveling with the two loves of her life, a teenage driver and a pet chihuahua, submarined under a truck and was rumored to have been decapitated, when in fact her blonde wig had come off. The French novelist Albert Camus hated cars, but his fate was set in 1960 when he and his wife accepted a ride from his publisher, Michel Gallimard. Camus' last words were reported to be, "What's the hurry, little friend?"